JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Very good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Yeah, that dairy auction, these are very, very good numbers, aren't they?
They are. So global dairy trade auction overnight, 4.8% lift in the global dairy trade index. So we're now, see, this is one of the things where we've been looking for this actual activity to sort of meet lofty expectations about what's going to happen. Mm. Well, here you go. This is real. Best outcome since 20 August 2024. Almost all the components delivered positive results. So you sort of, your supporting acts, butter up 8.3. Good for the sellers. Not so good for the buyers down the line, though, is it? Butter up 8.3%, cheddar up 4%. Whole milk powder, skim milk powder, the major players really shining through. Skim milk powder up 4%, whole milk powder up 4.4%. I can hear a quiet wee cheer echoing around the milking sheds this morning, Mike. They can get the chalky biscuits out for morning tea. Go Lux, go bougie for morning
exactly.
tea.
Exactly, and it's, if it's good for them, it's good for us. Across the exactly. Tasman, unchanged, we called that. That's no surprise, but what do they say?
So this is the RBA, left the cash rate at 4.35. Remember, we're at 4.75. We might move to 4.25 later this month. Key points, underlying inflation is too high, even though headline inflation has fallen sharply. So you've got 2.8% on headline inflation. Remember, they look at a different measure. So underlying inflation, 3.5%. The decline in the RBA's own words is only gradual. I'll just highlight a couple of things. So what did they say? Demand in the economy exceeds supply. Labour market is tight. Across the Tasman, flip those around. So we've in New Zealand, we've got supply exceeding demand. We've got the labour market loosening. So we're on different paths of the monetary policy journey. They did make small downgrades to forecast growth. Of interest, they failed to forecast the big lift in government spending. Again, you got this divergent stuff between New Zealand and Australia. In New Zealand, the government's pursuing a policy, well, can we call it austerity or not? Whereas they're spending up large over there. So not really a major market reaction, Mike. All fairly expected. And poor old Michelle Bullock was competing with the Melbourne Cup, really, wasn't she, at the
yeah,
same
exactly.
time?
Exactly. And I can tell you something, if nothing, and I'm not a racing fan, the Melbourne Cup was more exciting. Our card spending here, though, geez, I tell you what, look at the tourism number.
Yeah, it's a fact. Look, this is another look at actual activity, despite, you know, the recent lifts in consumer and business confidence, still not translating into a lift in actual spending. So the here and now diverging from more optimistic expectations. This is ANZ's own data, their card and merchant sort of ecosystem, down 1.2% year on year in October. The ANZ debt, it's stable, it's not getting any worse. Interest rate sensitive spending still experience the largest falls. So housing, spend-related spending, durables, discretionary spending, yeah, tourism. You want it to be the white knight riding in to give the country a bit of a boost, but that category is 7.2% lower year on year. So, you know, there does seem to be a bottoming out in the starter stuff, which is good. We've just got to wait for the lift.
Okay, and then we come to the household living cost, which is not the inflation rate, but it's what you and I feel, and that's not a good number either, is it?
No, it's coming in quite a bit higher than underlying inflation, and I've just lost the number here.
3.8.
3.8, that was what it was. So it's still running a bit high. The thing is, they include the cost of interest on your mortgage in that one, as opposed to the CPI, which has the cost of building out. So I would have thought both of them are pushing pretty high. But if you feel like you're paying more inflation than the CPI tells you, the fact is you are, because it's running higher.
All right, and we've got jobs numbers to, I was going to say, look forward to, but that's not true either. Righto, what are the numbers?
So, well, as the polling booths are opening, the Americans are still actually cheering the result on the US share markets. The Dow Jones currently up 376 points, 42,170, 0.9% gain. The S&P 500, 5769, it's up 1%, and the NASDAQ up 1.45%, 18,443. Overnight, the FTSE 100 lost 7 points, 8176. The Nikkei gained 1.1% last night, 38474. The Shanghai Composite had a cracker, actually, up 2.3%, 3386. The Aussies lost 33 points on the ASX 200 yesterday, 8131. That was 0.4%. NZX 50, 12,658. We gained just over 0.5% yesterday. Kiwi dollar, a little bit stronger, 0.5997 against the US, 0.9043 Aussie, 0.5494 euro, 0.4610 pounds, 91.21 against the Japanese yen. Gold, $2,737. And unfortunately, Brent crude has tipped up a bit, $76.13. And let's look forward to the next 24 hours, Mike. Should be exciting.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.